Isn't backpacker feeling homesick? Waking up on some Kilda beach. There was a big night out at the Espy, but there are bagels on Ackland Street. There's a tram rattling into the city. There's a jogger running round the town. There's a gutter that I spewed in once when I was a younger man. From Commission Flats in Richmond to Paran where the money starts, there's a dirty river running through her heart. On the Belgrave lawn there are business suits blowing out onto Flinders Street. There's a coffee brewing in Carlton, pulling beers down at the retreat. And there's a deal going down in Brighton. There's a dealer making killings of crap. There's a primary school that my son went to in the middle of Clifton Hill. From the Rangers down to Williamstown, from the bay to where it starts, there's a dirty river running through her heart. They're lining up for Vesuvius, drunk on Brunswick Street. There's a busker at the Bird Street and all the crowd and round a marked up ditch. There's a vigil for Eurydice down at Prince's Park. There's a dirty river running through her heart. They are praying at St. Paul's Cathedral, a mosque and a noble park. There's a scream rising out of the MCG with the AFL faithful eye. Past the weary face of weary, an Anzac's marching through. There's a party out in Templestowe where I fell in love with you. From the treaty made by Batman for the beautiful Billerumba, there's a dirty river running through her heart. Through cool and nation country, the Yarra's running still. My home stands on Wurundjeri land, and I know
morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Brian.
Michael, I've just played your song. Well, you got the Golden Guitar winning song, a song about Melbourne, Dirty River.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You couldn't attend Tamworth.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, we're in Bundaberg lockdown with COVID. And look, it was actually, no one asked for COVID, but... it was actually strangely really nice. I had opportunity to kind of be still with my partner for a start. So usually we're kind of rushing around all over the place, and it was actually really, you know, enforced rest, which is good. But also, I think, you know, just being, you know, I mean, it was the biggest party of my life that I couldn't go to, but it was, you know, the care that we got at Bundaberg from the people who were looking after us. So it was a gig that we did in Bundy, and there was accommodation there, and they just were supposed to be there for one night, and we ended up staying for a week with COVID, and it was across the Easter break, and they bought us Easter bunnies, and they were at a cafe and knew that we were from Melbourne, so they bought us coffee every morning. Like, it was actually really, really lovely, and got to see, I think, some of the best of people, which was special.
Your album, The Cast, was nominated for a Golden Guitar.
To be honest with you, I'm very, very glad that Shane Nicholson won, because it was, his record is so deserving. But even just to kind of be in the same category as him was just an honour. And he made this beautiful speech that talked about me when he accepted the award. And it was just like, oh, mate, that's, wow. It's just an honour enough to kind of be up there with you. But, yeah, good man, and very, very pleased for him.
I have to say that interviewing quite a few country singers over the last couple of years, Shane Nicholson's name pops up all the time. He's just an incredible worker, and quality, not just in his production work, but in his own music as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, he understands music in a way that consistently, you know, amazes me. There's, if you listen really closely to his records and to mine, to be honest, because he produces them, there is this understanding of, you know, rhythm and harmony that is really, really complex. It sounds like a simple kind of country pop song, but there is such depth going on there, and that's what's really special about what he does. So very, very lucky to work with him. I think he is, I was going to say, one of our great unsung heroes, but I think the Golden Guitar Awards sort of like did sing his praises quite a bit. He is a true national treasure.
Now, you're a teacher in a high school in Melbourne, and you balance your music world with your teaching world. And
sometimes I balance it. Sometimes it falls off the edges, Brian. So I'm not sure that balancing is the word that I would always necessarily use. Yeah.
Your latest single, Foursquare. Can you describe Foursquare? It's a handball game.
Yeah, it's a game played with a tennis ball. You know, it's the most fiercely contested sort of game in at the school where I work. And like every recess and lunchtime, kids can be found, you know, with a ball being bounced around, you know, four squares painted on the asphalt. I think a place where kids kind of let off a bit of steam. It's a place where they kind of they fight to be in the king position, which I think is, you know, kind of ironic because often they're kind of, you know, they're kids. They don't have much power in a system like a school. That's the place where they kind of get their joy. And I've seen it on, you know, countless, you know, yard duties. And it's always amazing watching them play this game. So I kind of wanted to honour it by putting it in song.
And presumably the children know how to play hard but not get angry or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they know how to play hard. Sometimes they get very angry as well. I think that there's it's more about their capacity to kind of be resilient and bounce back from those little trials and tribulations. And I wrote the song too, like, you know, in the kind of around all of the lockdowns and pandemic and watching how much they were struggling, and I was struggling during those lockdowns, because they couldn't get out and play, but they just had this capacity to bounce back, and it's that resilience that I really wanted to kind of capture in this song.
That alarm doesn't really suit you. Up all night playing first person shooter. Get to school by 8:35, or someone in a suit's gonna eat you alive. God gets you down. Gotta study hard, there's a science test Monday. Mum says I'm gonna be a businessman one day. Work hard, get a good ATA. Everything you love makes you feel like a train. Sitting in the back row, staring out the window, crying for the bell when at lunch all your mates go down here. Taking it out on a tennis ball, slapping it around a four square court, breaking your body just to hit that thing. Somebody does and makes you king. Slap, slap, slap it down. Make a face at the gym crowd. They are not gonna keep you down. Show them what we do there. Dominate the four square. Down here. Dominate the four square. Down. scene. Buy a sausage roll and a can of V. One of your mates is bouncing like a monkey, swinging out the door like he's flying from a trapeze. And the teacher is a real ringmaster, cracking the whip while he's trying to calm things down. This is not my circus, these are not my clowns. Taking it out on a tennis ball, slapping it around a four-square court, breaking your body just to hit that thing. And somebody dies and makes you king. Slap, slap, slap it down. Make a face at the cheering crowd. They are not gonna keep you down. Show them what we do there, dominant the four square. Down there. Dominate the four square. Down there. Dominate the four square. Down, 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 down. You down. The game gets rough and they think you bounce. So you're taking it out on a tennis ball, slapping it around a four square court, breaking your body just to hit that thing. Nobody dies and makes you king. And so you slap, slap, slap it down. Make a face at the cheering crowd. They're not gonna keep you down. Show them what we do there, dominate the four square, slap, slap, slap it down. Make the face at the cheering crowd. They're not gonna keep you down. Show them what we do there, dominate the four square down, down. They slap you down.
People of Tasmania will have a chance to catch you at three concerts here in July.
Really looking forward to coming there. I mean, we're supposed to be, speaking of resilience and bouncing back, supposed to be there, oh gosh, I think it was last year, or maybe it was even the year before, yeah, with Eric Bogle when he was doing his tour, and I was really looking forward to that. I mean, I you know, such a fan of his writing, and, you know, like, he's a national treasure. Like, so I would have loved to have been there with Eric to play with him, but get to come back and play a couple of different places through Tassie in July. So that'll be great.
So you're in Ulverston on July 7, Franklin July 9, and the Theatre Royal here in Hobart on July 10. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Looking forward to it too.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Brian.